Good evening. Today we're going to talk with L. Warren Douglas, who goes by Doug, and he's from Grand Rapids, and we're going to listen to him later speak, but tonight we're going to ask a few questions. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Glad you're here. How did you get into writing?
I've been a science fiction reader ever since I was about 8 years old, when I discovered Robert Heinlein's Red Planet, and I reached a point in the, probably around 1980, when I just wasn't finding the kind of stuff I liked best to read. So, and on one particular occasion, I picked up 5 books at the local bookstore and started to read them all and got disgusted with all of them. And I decided I could do better than that. And that was like a revelation. And I started outlining my first book that week.
And your first book was?
The first book was Bright Islands in a Dark Sea. That one came out second, but it was the first one to be written.
And did you manage to marry your anthropological background from school with your books?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, one of the books is, the plot is essentially a graduate paper that I did here at MSU.
And it was on?
It was on radiocarbon dating in the Arctic.
I read Canon Zorb, and I thought that was quite interesting to look at the pheromone behavior patterns in that book and realize where we are now in our knowledge of those.
It was interesting. At the time I wrote, especially the prequel to Canon Zorb, A Plague of Change, when I started writing that, there was almost nothing to go on with pheromones. In fact, when I was a grad student here in the 70s, there was absolutely nothing. I think the first insect pheromone had just been confirmed. And somehow I knew that this was going to be important for human anthropology at that time. And when it came time to write something, it was very timely, actually. The discoveries were just being made, and shortly before A Plague of Change went to press, my editor sent me an article from one of the newspapers that said a pheromone had been discovered, a human dominance pheromone, and they had tested it on bill collection notices. And they found when they doused the bill collection notices, they got an incredible response in terms of payments.
Interesting.
And of course, that was the pheromone that the idea that I played around with in both those books.
I found Canon Zorb very fascinating. Your webpage mentions that you had a shift in writing style shortly after that when you moved to a different publisher. How are your newer books maybe different than?
Well, the shift at that time was when I started writing the Arbiter series. I thought of them as confections. I didn't want to write anything really heavy. I wanted to look at some issues, and specifically I wanted to look at race issues and people's perception of these. So to distance this from any given races today, I created these modified humans. And I did write shorter novels. They were a lot more fun. They had a little bit of humor, which the others were pretty much humorless. More recently than that, my direction has been what I call historic fantasy, and the 2 books in my most recent trilogy have come out. The third one hasn't yet, but this is a story that's set in approximately the 9th century in southern France, but it has elements of fantasy in it.
Why France over other countries?
That's where I spend a lot of time as a student.
And do you have any specific hobbies that you do to take a break from writing?
I still do some carpentry work, wood carving, work on my own house, gardening, canoeing, bird watching, painting. Not the house, like canvases.
Have you sold any of your paintings, or is your writing your primary?
The writing is the primary one there. The paintings are mostly for me. Some of them are pretty decent, but you've got to have a real volume to generate a demand for paintings. Wood carvings, that's different. I've done quite a few landscapes that have been shown in galleries and so on, historic Michigan scenes and so on.
Sounds fascinating. I'd like to see some of those sometime.
I can show you photographs.
That would work. And you're apparently very active in your local community, your neighborhood association?
Yeah. I'm the bad old man on the block, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't look old at all. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our internet audience? This is our prelude to his reading and answering questions later tonight.
Well, only one thing, and this was something that Leo Frankowski, another science fiction writer, said is the most important thing for an author ever to say, which is just, go out and buy my books. Please.
We will do that, and we are very much looking forward to hearing you read tonight from your books. Thank you.
Thank you very much.